I am Plant on the Line. This is the commentary.ca. Dale Goldhawk joins me now. He's one of Canada's most recognized and busiest investigative journalists. He's had a career of over 4 decades on all the networks and newspapers and more. This past summer, he launched a weekday radio program on radio station AM 740. He also continues to host a nightly current affairs program on Rogers Television, Goldhawk Live, as well as the weekend program of the same name on CPAC, the Cable Public Affairs Channel. That airs Sundays, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 o'clock Eastern. Goldhawk.com is his website. Please welcome to the Plant on the Line program, Dale Goldhawk. Good morning, Mr. Goldhawk.
Hello, Joe.
Thanks for joining us.
No problem.
Did you realize how busy you are?
Well, if I stop and think about it, I would realize how busy I am. I'm too busy to stop and think about it, you know?
Yeah, what's a typical day like for you?
Well, it's very structured. I'm up around 5 to get ready for my AM 740 show, which airs at 10 o'clock. By the time I get to the station and get prepared, I need that much time in advance. Then I have other duties at AM 740, and later in the afternoon I head a bit uptown in Toronto and walk into a studio where I do a nightly television show. That's Monday to Friday, the same as the radio show. And then on Sunday, I go to Ottawa and I get an opportunity to listen to people from all across the country talk about politics. And that's always a good, fun thing for me to do. I enjoy that quite well.
On your AM 740 show, do you take calls from listeners, do you?
Yes, in fact, every single show that I do, Joe, is live, and in that show, the shows are all interactive, and we take calls, absolutely.
What are they saying about this election, your listeners, your viewers? Are they paying attention to this?
Well, it depends on which group of people you're talking about. If you're talking about the Ontario group, AM 740 covers quite a large swath of Ontario. They were slow to get into election issues, but now more and more are, of course, as the days are checked off, more and more into the election, and speak of the same kind of issues that you would naturally expect, issues about the economy, issues about, for example, a livable pension situations for what we call Zoomers, those 45 and up. So as the time goes on, they are getting more interested. Of course, CPAC is an entirely different situation. The CPAC viewers are quite intensely involved in national politics and are more than ready, willing, and able to talk about it at any time. So at CPAC, during an election campaign, this is most assuredly rush hour.
What are the issues that are emerging that the people are concerned about?
Well, as I said, the economy is the issue. This particular Sunday, we're talking about the tougher anti-crime proposals that have been put forward by the Conservative government. So we'll talk to some candidates to get their versions in our first hour, and then in the second hour, go to people who are not directly connected with politics to see how they feel about the issue. So we offer those two very distinct points of view.
Do you think there's a gap, Dale, between the issues that people are concerned about, like the economy, and that which the candidates are talking about?
Well, the candidates seem to be talking about issues that I'm sure their parties have discussed in conventions and in party think tank groups where they put together a party's proposals and try to portray the beliefs and wishes of that particular party. I think right now, it seems to me at least, and to a lot of my callers on radio, that they would like to hear from national candidates in the federal election a little bit more about the economy. Sure, we're not the United States, and people are wise enough to certainly know that. But they also know that we live a little north of the elephant, we mice, and when the elephant twitches or catches cold, we always worry about what we're going to get.
In terms of the people that call into you and that watch your programs, do you think that they look at the candidates in their riding just as much as they do the candidates nationally? The leaders, for example?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, we're all influenced by the leaders and how the leaders react to situations, how they sound, how they look even, things of that nature. But because of our parliamentary assistant, I think, I think most people realize that we don't get to vote for the leaders. We only get to vote for our local candidates. So I also hear, especially on my television show in Toronto, quite a number of local issues. In fact, our phone-in show beginning on Monday after nominations close will contain live riding debates in the 22 ridings in Toronto. So people intend to get quite intensely involved in those kinds of phone-ins.
As busy as you are, Dale, you still enjoy it, don't you?
I do. You know what, Joe? It's the only thing I know how to do, broadcasting. I've been doing it for 40 years. I'm probably one of the busiest in the country. And I'm past the official retirement age, so I'm a Zoomer, and so I'm at the right radio station as well.
In terms of the issues that are getting out there, that are being discussed on the stump and that mm-hmm. people are concerned about, does the old consumer affairs reporter, the ombudsman in you, look at the campaign critically, like when a politician starts proposing things? Do you look at these things critically? And have you seen any of that lately that you can sort of talk to about that you just are skeptical about, perhaps?
Well, I'm not very good at inserting myself into an election campaign. I have done my Gold Hawk Fights Back franchise has been alive and well for many, many years. But we tend to tackle problems as issues and how they affect individual people or individual groups of the people. So on my radio show, which is called Gold Hawk Fights Back, we solve individual problems, and we are encouraging people to tell us what they believe are the most important issues. And in effect, we get them to assign us to go out and find guests or people who can shed a little light on any particular issue. That's how we approach it.
And do you find that the candidates that you have on, that they're capable spokespeople for their party, for their values, their ideals?
Well, it depends very much on what riding you might be talking about. I've been interviewing candidates for elections for an awfully long time now, and there are stark differences, as I'm sure you know, and most people who follow these things know. There are sharp ones. There are those who are very good at what they do and have a very neat turn of phrase. There are others who we know are really in it because of a sense of purpose, a sense of public service. And then there are others who, for some reason or another, seem to have fallen into the situation and are either ill at ease or extremely ill-informed in terms of what's really going on. But you know what? The voters usually get those things right, and they see through some of that stuff and make the right decision. I'm a firm believer in the notion that the voters are never wrong.
And the American campaign, have you been following that as well?
Oh, absolutely. Anybody who's addicted to Canadian politics can't help but be addicted to American politics at the same time.
Did you find, though, that there's been, and I don't know, you'll correct me if I'm wrong, that there's been more the Canadians seem to be more fascinated, more interested in the American campaign than the Canadian one?
I think if I were to ask that directly of my listeners and my viewers, no, they wouldn't say that. They would say certainly that they are interested in the American campaign because it's so much more in your face, I think, than the Canadian campaign. But most of the people that I talk to believe that the federal campaign here in our own country is just as important. I think it's going to be tough from time to time for viewers and listeners to split their attention between what's going on south of the border. particularly with all the Wall Street corporate buyout problems and situations going on, it's tough to know exactly when to be focused on the U.S. campaign and when to be focused on the Canadian campaign.
I was just thinking about your day and how busy you are during the week. How do you unwind?
Well, I'm in my home office right now, and I have a cat sitting on my lap, and the other cat's in a chair across the way here, and the dog's asleep in the hallway. I just like coming home, being by myself for a few moments, and kind of downloading what's happened to me today or yesterday. My wife and I are very physically active. We have to be in order to keep up a busy schedule, and I'm just thinking about unracking the bike and going for a nice long bike ride.
And so how long have you been with CPAC?
I've been with CPAC, I think, somebody will correct me if I'm wrong, I think 3 years now.
Yeah, and you enjoy doing the national show on there?
Oh, absolutely. You see, I have three bases covered, and that's what's good for me. I have the Gold Hawk Fights Back constituent at radio in Ontario. I have Rogers, the Rogers Show, Gold Hawk Live, in which I can cover politics and other issues in Canada's largest city. And then I get to get myself involved in national politics with CPAC. So to me, it's a perfect hat trick.
Well, Dale, I appreciate you taking the time, as I said, in your out of your busy schedule to talk to us today. We'll watch you on Sunday, certainly on CPAC.
Thank you very much, Joe.
The website, incidentally, is goldhawk.com, Dale Goldhawk. That's his very fine website. And I guess you can get AM 740 online, and if you're in the Toronto area, Rogers Television, of course, nationally, CPAC,
yes.
CPAC.ca. For the commentary, I'm Joseph Planta.